Hey, it's Jake, and it's the day after the 4th of July. I saw a tweet a few minutes ago that said this is the Mondayest Thursday ever, and it made me laugh out loud because that's exactly how I feel this morning. Feels like a Monday. All night last night, I kept thinking that church was the next day just out of habit. After a Saturday, you always have church the next day. Caught myself asking a couple different guys if I'd see him at church. And then I remembered, I have to go to work tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing, heading to work. It's a little late. It's a little hot. Alright, it's really hot. Really, really hot. And I do feel a little bit fatigued. We stayed out pretty late on the 4th, watching the big fireworks show in downtown Nashville. It was spectacular. That was the best fireworks show I think I've ever seen. And I've seen some pretty good ones over the years. The most comparable ones that come to mind are, I've seen fireworks over New York Harbor. And I have seen the fireworks at Epcot Center in Disney World. And I think the fireworks in downtown Nashville last night were probably the best I've ever seen. First, they were huge. We were actually watching from my office. My office has a great view of from across the river of Titan Stadium. And so obviously it has a great view of the river. And I had my kids in there and we had the chairs rolled up against the window. And the fireworks just completely filled up the sky. It was spectacular, and it went for 30 straight minutes, a 30 straight minute fireworks show, filling up the sky, and we're not talking about, they weren't coming out of just one spot, they were coming out of like five spots spread down the river, basically the length of the riverfront, by the stadium, and like I said, it filled up the sky, and I'd never seen anything like it, so yeah. Pretty sure I saw the best fireworks show I've ever seen last night, so kudos to you, Nashville, for that. Well, the other thing I wanted to weigh in on this morning is I just wanted to take note that it's starting to happen. And if you're a college football fan, you know what I mean. It's happening. You run into people, and those college football icebreakers are starting to pop up. People are starting to think about the season. College baseball is now a distant memory. The next thing up is college football. It's midsummer. It's time to start talking college football. I think that's where we're headed. I'm pretty excited. Last week I went to court and introduced myself to an attorney on the other side of a case I'm in, and found out he was a Michigan grad, and you know what we talked about, Shea Patterson. He said he was pretty excited to have Shea Patterson on his team, and I told him that Patterson was going to look really, really good against inferior Big Ten opponents, and that they would have a lot of fun right up until they played somebody good. Sorry, boys, that's the way I feel. Did I say sorry? I meant not sorry. I think Patterson's going to do great, but I think if his Ole Miss experience is anything like his Michigan experience, he's going to light up inferior opponents and then try too hard against the good guys, the teams with athletic defensive backfields, and he's going to throw picks, and he's going to lose. That's what I think is going to happen to Shea Patterson next year. But at least he'll get plenty of publicity when he does it. So it'll be good for him, and he'll keep riding that five-star thing he had all the way through high school. But isn't it fun? We're talking college football again. I mean, that's what's going to be happening now. SEC Media Days are coming up soon. So from then on, really from now on, it's 24/7 college football, and I'm starting to get pumped up. All right, that's all I got for today, boys. Y'all have a great day, and I will talk to you next time.